Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Rashida will take second. This one is popped up. McMahon. And the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, hell yeah. Carl Ravitch with the call last night on ESPN. My Yankees beat the Red Sox. Talk about that coming up next segment. In advance to the ALDS against the Toronto Blue Jays. Our friend Cody Decker will join us in just a moment to break down the divisional series in Major League Baseball. But we got to tell you, because our show sponsors BetMGM, that no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And please download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And like and subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch pages. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. The aforementioned Cody Decker joins us on the show. One of our absolute favorites here on You Better You Bet. Our longtime Odyssey Sports teammate. He looks good. His analysis is excellent. My friend, happy Major League Baseball playoffs to you and yours. How's it going?
Happy, really happy to you. Congrats to your Yankees getting past the Red Sox. By the way, are you like lighting candles around Lucas Giolito or something? Because if it weren't for Lucas Giolito being out, I'm not positive you'd be moving on, my guy.
Oh, come on. Lucas Giolito had nothing to do with Cam Schlittler absolutely shoving last night, my guy.
I agree wholeheartedly. What a performance. Did not have it on my bingo card. Would not have put a dollar down even getting close to that. What a performance. Legendary. Will live. If the Yankees go on to the World Series and, say, win the World Series, that performance will live on in Yankee history for decades. That's how good that performance last night was from Schlittler.
It was absolutely awesome. Cody, did anything from the wild card round surprise you heading into the divisional rounds? And then we'll talk about all four series.
Yes, the Detroit Tigers absolutely surprised me. Not that they're not capable. They're a very capable team. But I was really playing the hot hand. I thought the Cleveland Guardians were going to come out swinging. And weirdly, not even at all did we get that out of the Guardians. And Stephen Kwan, who's arguably one of the best bat-to-ball guys in Major League Baseball, kind of no-showing during that series as well. I really thought the hot hand was going to be the Cleveland Guardians, so much so that I thought the Guardians were going to cause a little bit more chaos going forward. I thought if the Guardians got to the Mariners, and by the way, I love this Mariners team so much, but I also love them enough knowing full well that I shouldn't really put any money on them, considering the fact that I've lived life and I've seen the Mariners in this position way too many times for me to actually put money on them. If the Guardians were in this scenario, I'd say the Mariners are going to be knocked out in the divisional series, but I'm going to say something differently when you eventually ask me. Oh, we're about to ask you right now, Cody. I am a Mariners fan from the Pacific Northwest. I got King Felix behind me here. Unfortunately, he didn't get to pitch in October, given the atrocity that they put around him back in his heyday. But the Mariners taking on the Detroit Tigers. Like right now, George Kirby was named the Game 1 starter. Dan Wilson just announced that moments ago. Game 1, Seattle, minus 220 over at BetMGM. You get Detroit plus 180. But the series price is what's really interesting. Seattle minus 180, Detroit plus 160. If you had to bet it, are you going with the M's or are you going with the Tigers?
Maybe I'm going with the M's. I really am. And I can't believe I'm saying that because this is a team that I've wanted to believe in this team year in, year out for the last really 4 years. And I'll quote another guy that's been on the BetMGM network a ton, Jake Hassan, because I think he's actually got a great line about this team that he said over and over. This is a God-tier pitching staff. They've been a God-tier pitching staff for 3 seasons. The problem is they've been allergic to Wood, and this season, finally no longer allergic to Wood, and they go make some killer moves from the Naylor move to obviously the Eugene Suarez move. Even though the Eugenio Suarez move did not pan out immediately, it's October now. Slates are absolutely wiped clean. I think this is going to be a phenomenal series for this team. The Tigers are not swinging the bats ad nauseum. Let's be real clear. They're getting by because their pitching has been phenomenal. And Casey and Scoobal went out there and did Scoobal type things. I would watch out for, of course, the pitching. But outside of that, if the Mariners don't move on with George Kirby on the mound in Game 1, there's no one to blame but the Mariners. Period. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching hasn't been as great this year, but the bats, though, you are correct. The bats are alive for the first time since I can't remember. Cannot believe that they've been hitting this well. I mean, honestly, I mean, 0-1, but we don't need to relive 0-1 either as that 116-win team went ahead and crashed out in ALCS. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's go over to the NLDS, though, the game that's going to get us started tomorrow. Cubs at the Brewers, hell of a storyline. Council going against Pat Murphy. Peralta on the mound for the Brew Crew, minus 160 at BetMGM for the Game 1 price. The series price, more of a coin flip. Milwaukee minus 120, Cubs even money. How do you see that series playing out?
Listen, the smart money is on the Brewers. The way this team has been playing all season long, obviously the young arms, and got Peralta in Game 1 versus one of my favorite Cubs pitchers, you know, TBD. I don't know what the Cubs are going to do, man. Their pitching is simply going to run out at some point, whether it's this series or the next series. On paper, offensively, the Cubs can go toe-to-toe with just about anybody. But if I'm looking at this series right now, I would put the money on the Milwaukee Brewers, both the home field advantage and the fact that the Brewers just went on a crazy streak this year. Their pitching is killer, and Pat Murphy's got these guys running on all cylinders. That doesn't mean I'm counting out the Cubs by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I honestly didn't think the Cubs were going to get past the San Diego Padres, and you send your thanks to a lot of umpires from last night calling a pitch roughly a foot out of the strike zone. My God, what a bad call. No more umpires. Umpires should never call pitches ever again.
The strike call to Xander Bogaerts, and look, we bet the Cubs in that game. We had the Cubs in the series. That strike call, the strikeout of Xander Bogaerts, like, that's, it's so bad that, and please forgive me, I forget who it was that called the game on ESPN. The play-by-play guy was just like, that pitch wasn't even close. When the play-by-play guy's doing that, not even the analyst, you know it's really bad. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Cody. My interpretation of what you just said, because you're like, you don't want to count the Cubs out, and I totally understand that. But again, I'm trying to filter what you said. Like what's the bet that I would like to make off of what Cody Decker just said?
Brewers. It sounds to me like, say Brewers.
Like, and not only that, it sounds to me like you think the Brewers might sweep or might win 3-1 in the series. Is that fair?
I think they're going to win 3-1. I think they're going to win specifically 3-1 in this series. Now, I honest to God hope that I'm wrong. I would love to see the Cubs move forward in this series because, weirdly, we got the Milwaukee Brewers, a young team with Pat Murphy at the helm. The Cubs are kind of looked at as the underdog at this moment because, frankly, the Cubs since 2016 has just been this weird, just over and over washing machine of just nightmarish hellscape that their GM simply doesn't want to put them in a winning position. Now, they got in a position this season, all their pitching clearly just broke down immediately, and that's just the pitching that they had, and then, of course, during the trade deadline, did next to nothing. Listen, their bats can carry them. I just don't think they will against this pitching staff.
All right. It's good stuff there on the Cubs and the Brewers. You better you bet on this Friday. Cody Decker is our guest, breaking down the divisional round of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Cody, your favorite pitcher is going tomorrow for the Yankees, TBD. We think it'll be Luis Gil. I don't think that's officially been announced yet. Kevin Gausman goes Game 1 for the Toronto Blue Jays. The Jays are small home favorites in game number one, minus 125, Yanks plus 105. Total in the game is 8. The Yankees, though, since this market opened last night for the series. The Yankees keep getting bet to win the series. The Yankees minus 155 at BetMGM, the Jays plus 130. What do you think of game one? Gausman, let's call it Luis Gil, Gausman v. Gil. And who do you think wins this series and how does it play out? Yankees and the Jays.
You know, surprisingly, I might surprise you with this. I think the Yankees are going to the CS, and I'll tell you why. It's not that the Toronto Blue Jays aren't great. They are a phenomenal baseball team, but there's something about this bye that we have seen over the years that is just not great for a lot of teams. I definitely can see this team coming out completely flat on offense against this Yankee team who, these last 2 days, let's be real clear, the vibes through the roof. You telling me right now you weren't charged up, even if you're not a Yankee fan, you hate the Yankees, you weren't charged up watching Jazz Chisholm slide headfirst into home plate after that terrible interview he gave the night before, after the game when he wasn't starting in the game. Dude, there are some decent vibes going on over there in the Bronx at this exact moment. And every once in a while, I hate to say it, even though there's no thing to really quantify it with, as a former baseball player, you got to ride a hot hand. I know it's a weird thing. It's one of those things you can't really ever quantify. But when you're just in that mode, you can do no wrong. And these last 2 days, the Yankees were putting themselves in a position where they could kind of do no wrong. Even when they were doing wrong, they got themselves out of positions, and it was pretty fun to watch. I honestly think that, especially in a five-game series in this setup, I honestly think the Yankees are going to end up in the CS. Now, if the Blue Jays come out swinging the bats, which I don't expect them to after a few days off, because let's be real clear, taking 5 days off and then going to face in a playoff game is not an easy task for anybody, let alone this young, and I'm still going to refer to them as a young Blue Jays team based on their playoff history.
Thought, you know, I wanted to follow up and ask you about what it sounds like. You like the Yankees in game one, but then that'll take us to the Phillies and Dodgers. So let's do that.
I do like the Yankees in game one, and I like the Yankees in the series. It might go 3-2, but I do think the Yankees come out on top.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the series, Femi and I will, in the next segment, because I'm considering Blue Jays win game one, Yankees win the series, because I think the Blue Jays will have the pitching advantage in game one, and then the Yankees will the rest of the series. But I thought that was interesting the way you ended that there, because, like, okay, he likes the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Phillies Dodgers.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Feels to me, Cody, like, and you know I love the Yankees, this kind of feels like the World Series, right? Like, winner of this is going to be the favorite. Winner of this might just win it all. Now, the Phils have had a bunch of time off, obviously, as the number one seed and with one of the buys in the National League, and the Dodgers absolutely smoked the Cincinnati Reds. The Dodgers are a small favorite in the series, minus 120. The Philadelphia Phillies, despite having home field, at even money, plus 100. And tomorrow, an absolutely insane game one pitching matchup. Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers, first playoff start pitching, and Christopher Sanchez for the Phils. The Phils slight favorites in game one. How do you break down and bet, Cody, game one and how do you break down and bet what should be an epic National League Division Series?
It's not unlike the Division Series last year when we actually said, in fact, the Dodgers said it after they beat the Padres, that was the World Series. I think whoever wins this series is your World Series champion. It's going to be the Dodgers or the Phillies, barring something crazy actually happening. Because I've said all year long, the best team in the American League is the fifth best team in Major League Baseball. The National League is just that much better at the moment. That does not mean this is going to carry on to next year, or even last year, I should say. But listen, the Dodgers
have... Oh, it was true last year. Just ask the Dodgers.
Oh, it was definitely true last year. But I got to say, dude, like, I'm looking at this team. Shohei Ohtani is just a monster. I can't wait to watch this guy make his first playoff pitching appearance. Not to mention the Phillies. Listen, the Phillies offensively are as good as it gets. Of course, the Dodgers have three Hall of Famers starting off in their lineup, but it kind of tails off towards the end, especially if we're not going to see a whole lot of their catcher Smith in there. It's going to be an interesting series, to say the least. And I honestly think whoever wins this will win the World Series. And I can't believe I'm going to say it out loud, but even though I just watched the Dodgers with all the vibes, and though it was against the Cincinnati Reds, I think the Phillies are going to win this series. If the Phillies don't get it done this year, I got some bad news, Philly. It's not going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years. This is their final shot as far as I'm concerned, because this team should have two rings on their fingers already, not a one in the bunch at the moment.
So Phils over Brewers in the NLCS, Yankees over Mariners in the ALCS, or who do you like in the ALCS to win the AL pennant?
I got Mariners and Yankees in that series, and it's right now, as of now, a coin flip. I got to see how these two teams react in the DS. That being said, if I were to pick it right now, I'm going Yankees-Phillies in the World Series. We're getting ourselves a nice little rematch of 2009.
Yeah, and Hideki Matsui is going to throw out the first pitch. And you'll take the Phillies over the Yankees, I'm guessing, to get some revenge 16 years in the making.
I would take it. It's funny you say that. I would take the Phillies over the Yankees. Dude, you're the best. That's why you're so good.
What a jerk. If you had to, so you like the Phils.
Yes.
Who's your most likely World Series MVP for the Phillies in about 30 seconds?
Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber comes alive in October. If Kyle Schwarber is at the end of October swinging the bat for the Philadelphia Phillies, they're going to win the World Series because Kyle Schwarber used his bat to win the World Series for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Can you complete, Cody? I didn't even know what this was until about 40 minutes ago. So apparently in Philadelphia, there's something called the... Okay,
the 999. Can Daddy do the 999 challenge?
So this is...
You want to try?
So this is... It's full beers? Because I sincerely don't know. So full beers and nine full hot dogs are like mini
every
hot dogs.
Every single inning, you drink a full beer and a full hot dog. I will admit that this has gotten much, much more difficult in the last 2 years because of the pitch clock. But don't think for a second Daddy's not up for a challenge.
Now, I have no doubt you could finish it.
Yes.
Are you puking at any point?
No, definitely, maybe not puking. Right? And I'll tell you why I'm not puking. And this will surprise you. To this day, at 38 years old, and Daddy knows how to put down a drink, I've never thrown up from alcohol one time in my entire life. It just hasn't happened. I don't think that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a weird thing that I have. I don't vomit on that. That being said, I don't really like hot dogs, so maybe I'll vomit.
Well, that's one of many differences between me and you.
You love hot dogs?
No, I've...
Oh, you vomit a lot? Oh,
I don't know about a lot, but
I've been drunk with you. We've been drunk together. You didn't puke that night.
Well, not that you saw. Final question, 5 seconds for the answer. Over under 4.5 times you call yourself daddy over the course of a day in the third person.
I've already done it in this show 3 times, and daddy's going to do it more. So the over. Take the over. Always take
Cody,
the over.
You're the best, buddy. I hope you're wrong about that World Series prediction and my Yanks get it done, but love having you on the show. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
I love you both. Have a great day. Enjoy some playoff baseball.
Yeah, we love it. Cody Decker joining us here on You Better, You Bet. Kyle Schwarber, World Series MVP per Cody Decker. On the other side, Femi and I will give you our thoughts on the divisional rounds of the Major League Baseball playoffs. We'll get Tyler. We'll get Jake as well to wrap up hour number two on this phenomenal football and playoff baseball Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.